In the elderly, usually dementia is quite common. Dementia is a degenerative process where the elderly loses his faculties, starting with memory, going on to judgment, thinking, and so forth and so forth. Until the elderly, if they continue to be alive, they may remain thinking. All the memories wiped out, maybe only left with a few years of their life that they remember.
What different types of dementias are they?
They are the congenital dementias. Usually they are caused by genetic problems. The causes are not very specific. People just assume, because they run in families, so you assume that there may be a genetic factor. There is also an environmental factor. And the elderly, when you grow old, all the systems are slowing down. So the brain may also slow down. Even if you are not dementing, you may be what we call senile. You know, these people are old, they behave in an eccentric way, and they won't be able to look after themselves very well. And they are also acquired dementias, which are caused by, one of them is called vascular dementia or multi-infant dementia, which is caused by hypertension and also diabetes. The congenital one, the commonest in our setting, is Alzheimer's disease. And then you have the acquired, which is a vascular dementia. You have infectious HIV, and there are other genetic congenital causes which may lead to dementia, like Huntington's chorea, Parkinson's disease, and so on.
So how do these people that have these diseases present? How can people recognize that this is what is going on, and what do they need to do when they do recognize that?
In dementia, usually it's memory problems. They know who they are. They may be aware of their surroundings, but with time that goes as well. But the first thing that goes is memory. They have memory problems. That's what people usually come with, being forgetful, and sometimes they get lost and they can't remember where they came from. They may be confused, and confusion is very common in the elderly, because anything can cause confusion. Dehydration, medication like painkillers, even medication, antipsychotics, anything can cause confusion in the elderly. So that can be a problem out in the rural areas. So people are advised to bring their relatives to hospital, let them be looked at, and they get advice.
Is there any treatment for some of the dementias?
The congenital ones, there's no known treatments, but there are treatments that people do, nutritional. There are some drugs. They've not been proven. The congenital dementias usually have no treatment, but we do palliative treatment, if I may call that. Sleep deficiencies, dehydration, because when they are demented and maybe they are living alone, they become dehydrated, they become malnourished. So if you take care of those things, the patients may improve somewhat.